Simmers Morning Skate with Vegas Golden Knights head coach Pete DeBoer. The big question is Mark Stone tonight. Why wouldn't we see him?
Well, he's got an injury he's dealt with for a long time that really is going to be decided after warm-up tonight, whether he feels confident enough to go. I think we've been real prudent and real smart with making sure we're not putting him in a situation where he might take a step back. We are, you know, obviously at D-Day, as you know, where the season's at, going in the last 9 games, so obviously his importance to our group starts to factor in. But you know, our trainers and strength coaches and everyone will sit down after warm-up tonight and make a good decision for him and the team.
Obviously huge to get Patch Reddy back. What was it like to have Patch back in the lineup?
Well, you saw what Patch did. He scored in the first 10 minutes of the game. Creating offense, sticking pucks in the net any time, but particularly this time of year, are critical. And he does it as good or better than anybody in the league, other than, you know, Austin Matthews and some of those guys. So he's a big part of what we do. And, you know, it just relieves pressure from the rest of our group when you actually have a guy that can finish like that.
Coaching fraternity always says you can't use injuries as an excuse, Pete. But come on, man, this year's been, yeah. Like, what did you do wrong?
Yeah, well, we thought about having some kind of priest come into the dressing room and have an exorcism, because I've never seen anything like it. It was, you know, we had them early and often. We got in close to the second half. We were sitting. We found a way to keep our head above water, and we thought, you know, we're due for some good fortune in the second half, and the second half's maybe been worse than the first half. So, you know, they just keep piling up, but the silver lining is, you know, we're at least getting some people back here with some games left on the board that'll give us a chance to win.
The personnel is changing, might be changing, since the 5-1 loss to the Vancouver Canucks down in Vegas. What else needs to change from that performance?
Well, first you have to give them credit. I thought Bruce had them ready to go. You know, they obviously responded after we beat them in here the night before. They were the more committed team that night. So I think we've got to fix that. For me, it's not X and O's or personnel. It's matching the commitment level of the other team, and then, you know, hopefully letting some of that other stuff take over.
Last thing, obviously a franchise has had a lot of success getting into the playoffs in the past, but for a coach, there's a certain challenge and maybe a certain fun element to having this last 10 mean a whole lot?
Well, yeah, you know, you always like to be in the middle of the battle. I think the opportunity, the reality is we're playing playoff hockey and have been for a month here now. And if we can get in and find a way to get in, I think that's going to benefit us come playoff time. And I'm sure Vancouver will say the same thing. You know, if you had your choice, though, I think you'd rather have a little bit of a cushion at this time of year. But we don't. And, you know, we're hopeful that we can get the job done, and this will pay off. This experience will pay off come playoff time.
Pete, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks, Rob.